What
Nice
up?
little kiss. What about crackers? Yes. Cereal? 100%. Cereal? Cereal? Yes. Yes. If I'm going to eat the carbs, I'm going to do it right.
You do it right even when you don't eat it. You don't want to find that makes sense.
Yeah, but that's not the conversation. Then.
It is because he does the carbs.
Why
right.
is your why is your mind going going a little bit?
Anchor, anchor.
Slow down. Take him off. Anyway, Chaimichel and Rusha, good morning. To jump right into it today, running the drop late. I had to help the garbage trucks in Lakewood set up.
Yes, that's behind the garbage truck.
They've been eating out of the garbage and been running late. Old leftover food.
Maggots, how's the maggots?
Baruch Hashem. They've multiplied.
Did you see the raccoon in the garbage?
By us? Last night there was a raccoon over here.
So it's a raccoon there. Raccoon everywhere.
In the garbage here? Where'd you see it?
On top of the garbage.
Nothing you hear about it. I heard it. I got out of my car this morning. I heard it trying to climb out of the green garbages. No, here.
Close the lid and lock it.
Anyway.
Not a raccoon. Get far away from those.
They fight dirty.
They have rabies.
Oil?
So, we said yesterday. Today's your sponsor for Shlame, all the people we usually sponsor for, and hopefully Omer Mekasim and Ona Esther. Maybe today will be the day. We'd call it Redemption Day, maybe. Anyway, today's shir is Daf Kuf Hey. We're starting on Daf Kuf Dalet Amar Aleph Amar Beis, the Mishnah. So you can. No. Kuf Hey Amar Aleph Kuf Dalet Amar Beis by the Mishnah. You guys were schmoozing, so you missed it. You know, you missed the intro.
Actually,
is it hot?
You heard
in
what
there?
You said. You just said it wrong.
Is it hot in there?
Yeah. Not cold. Definitely not cold.
You could say share outside today. Beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
Sleep in the sukkah, it'll be 45 degrees. You have no idea. Put on a good blankie.
Bobby, I finally understand. You don't go to
that. That one's not on, you know that.
Hello, he doesn't go to the Esther marker.
You just said it's cold.
You don't go to the Esther marker.
Right,
you don't go to the Esther marker.
Why can't you buy a bed for crying out loud? You buy everything else, a little shtusim, buy a bed. Would it have to be such a, would it have to be such a, you know what he did yesterday? He brought his mezuzahs to the cipher. He said, my son wants to sleep in the sukkah, check the mezuzahs. He's all mad. You know what I mean? Every time his son does something else that's from, he checks another room. He says, he must have been in this room. No, I didn't shower yet. Forget about breaking the fast. I'm itchy all over the place. Jittery. Anyway, yeah, okay. Just joking. Enjoy. I have extra bed for you if you want. With wheels. You can wheel it in, wheel it out. Wheel it right down. The, let it from river to the sea. River to the wheel to lie be. Anyway.
You put a book sticker in front of the shul so for all the bachurim that parents don't let them
sleep. Yeah. The shul's providing sukkahs and the shul sukkah. Lights are going to go off and on in the middle of the night so you can sleep.
It's a big deal.
Huh? Can I come out? What? What's a big deal?
He doesn't care. I'll go straight to shul. Where do you get one of those rolling beds?
Bummy has.
Send it down.
No, I didn't buy Bummy. I bought by Piccolino has.
Who?
Piccolino across the street from the office. While eating the Danish, walk across the street.
There you go.
Finally got to where I needed to get to. I knew I'll get there somewhere.
Slowly.
Anyway.
You know, like when you give a woman directions, you have to just like give her points. Like, okay, you know, the Shaitel store.
Yeah. I know all about it. You told me the Shaitel store. I forgot. The Shaitel store closed there. There's now a bookstore there.
Center town. I don't know. What you see. Oh, yeah. The Danish place. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. My guys are worse. The Mexicans. The way they think is only with pointers.
You don't have Mexican.
Yeah, tons of Mexicans. But I'm saying the only way to think is the point is. Oh, remember there was an accident there? They still remember Dr. Shanek ran over that girl, Blau's daughter, on the corner of 4th and by Kikar Shabbos. I call the place Kikar Shabbos or 405 Monmouth Avenue. They call it the doctor ran over the girl. They were on the roof and they saw him go run over the lady. She ran over the lady with the carriage. Boom. And then he left. He didn't realize what he did. That's all okay. My guys ran down the roof and said, yeah, there's a guy, like a Bronco. He has like a, whatever, a Ford Explorer. He left. I don't know. It looked like a Jewish doctor. He was wearing a white coat. They went to Dr. Shanek's office. They said, you know, you just ran over someone. I don't know. He realized. He's like, I heard something. I don't know.
I don't think it's simple like that.
That's what happened. He was in his office. When we did Kikar Shabbos, I don't know. When that roof was done, I could call my GS. Whenever it was. 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Anyway,
get ready to knock it down and build it again.
Back to square one. So we finished with the Danish and the sukkah and the sleeping and his kids and the mezuzahs. So basically, you have like this.
Yeah.
But by the way, buy for Pesach now. Hello, buy the plastics for Pesach and the thing for the incinerator for the sink. The. By the way, Ally, the new odd job down south, there's a store called Ally? Aldi? Ally.
Ally's online.
No, there's a store called Ally. It's a new odd job. Aldi. No, not Aldi. That's Aldi.
That's a German store, by the way.
Yeah, German store.
So is Trader Joe's. So is.
Shows. So center town. Okay, the guy's from Germany. Anyway, so. I don't know.
I haven't seen that guy anymore.
He was there. I saw him.
Also, you want a tablecloth? You want a clear tablecloth? The guy will... Anyway, they have a light there, fluorescent light, that turns into a regular bulb.
Yeah, it splits the time.
Has a bulb socket on top. If you have like a socket sticking down your sukkah, it turns into a regular thing. It's a fourth of luxury.
Okay.
Everybody has that.
Huh?
You get that anywhere.
You're that guy who goes to Home Depot and says, can I have a full fluorescent bulb that turns into a regular bulb?
No,
because
I'm the guy
that
goes to Home Depot and says, can I get the thing to the thing to the thing?
There's no such thing.
That's...
I never saw it. A four-floor fluorescent bulb,
that
right?
That goes into a regular light
that goes to a regular light socket?
What? I've never seen that.
How are you spinning it? How do you put it on the drill?
He spit out stupidity and you're saying
you're
that it's normal?
Yeah, out of your mind,
Sean.
Why
wouldn't they just make a plug? On top, it has a piece.
It has a little pipic.
That's what we had in the tent for the lights of Holy Yom Tov.
I hear, okay.
If you made it out there.
I never saw it in my life.
It's like a bulb. It's like the...
I'm talking about 4 foot long fluorescent. You're talking about a regular fluorescent bulb. I'm talking about a 4 foot long bulb. On top, it's got like a pipic, and you screw it in, and you.
You said 4 foot. Sorry.
Okay, yeah, let's go. Hello, I ruined the recording. Gary, let's go.
Start again. Or just start.
Okay, we have to go. This boom is going to start in a few seconds. So we had yesterday.
Wow.
We had this three. Shloisha Dvarim Begoylum. No. There's three things in yesterday's Mishnah. There's really two. The Mishnah says two. Beiskur Avan Emerchel Mida Bechevel. So Pichas Kosho Yinaka Hoysi Kosho Yachzer. So if you say Beiskur Avan and you say Mida Bechevel, so if it's a little less, a little more, you just pay. You pay. You pay or you either the Mecher pays him a little bit or the Lekech pays him a little bit. If Amar Hein Chasa and Yeser, then it goes to Roy Vaso, which is 7.5 Kav, and then we said if you go to 9, it goes all the way back. Okay. Now we start a new Mishnah. I love this Mishnah because if you just read the Mishnah regular, it's mamish like Boiberik, Klutz land. The way I read the Mishnah first is like this. Mida Bechevel and Emoichel Hein Chasa and Yeser. Batel Hein Chasa and Yeser. Mida Bechevel Hein Chasa and Yeser. Mida Bechevel, Batel, Mida Bechevel, Hein Chasa and Yeser, Divrei Benanos. Okay, great. So the Mishnah says like the Mida Bechevel and Emoichel. The guy says the words just Mida Bechevel and Emoichel. Yeah, you have to put the punctuations, you know. Otherwise, this is the Mishnah. Without punctuation, this is done.
This is great to have if you read it wrong.
Mida Bechevel and Emoichel If you say the words midabach, what happened? Midabachavel ani meichelach. Midabachavel ani meichelach. So a guy says the words midabachavel. That means it's an exact. It's not exact. It's well. It's really not exact. But okay. Mida bechevel ani meichelach, hein chaser, hein yeser. Say tula shinus. Mida bechevel, which means he's selling the base core, and you say hein chaser, hein yeser. You add that at the end. So now it's really contradictory. Your words. At first you're saying it's an exact base core, whatever the rope measures, and then you change. It's hein chaser, hein yeser, which means you're giving leeway of 7.5 kavim. So which one is it? So Gemara says. Bitel hein chaser hein yeser, mida bechevel. The words hein chaser hein yeser mevatel your first words. It means you go busted the last words. The Rishbam says talking about that you did a tochdei dibur, so you will chaser from your last words. And we say tovus lashon achron. And since these words are contradictory, it can't be that they're explanatory. They're two different worlds. One is exact and one is 7.5 kav. You're adding or minus. So it's a big difference. So Melo, we say that you go with your last words.
How is it different to your world?
Who?
To your world, it's like what? 7.5 kav up, down, so big difference.
7.5 kav is a big difference. No, one is exact.
No, when it comes to selling something, everybody's world.
Mida bechevel.
Ooh, tamech, he's gone.
Then it's contradictory.
What about we say hein chaser hein yaser hein yeser? You say hein chaser hein chaser hein yeser. Mida bechevel. So you're again contradicting him, but the opposite way. So batul mida bechevel hein chasen yes the rinanas. It's mevatel. So
that's the end of the Mishnah.
That's the end of the Mishnah. Mishnah is saying both cases. Mishnah is saying both cases. Why we say both cases? I'm not 100% positive, but the Mishnah says both cases. I saw somebody says, I forgot what. I meant to take a picture. Because where? Somebody says a word because when if you say mida bechevel ani meichelach, so over there you're giving exact. Hein chaser hein yeser means you're saying you're giving leeway, but then if you say hein chaser hein yeser. And then mida bechevel. So in that case, has something to do with muchzak. I forgot what. Okay, but there is a chiddush over here on both. I saw somebody says only one shot. Okay, so the zok the gemara. Amar Rav Abba. So right now the Mishnah's understanding that you go toughest lashon achron. You go with the last words that you say. Amar Rav Abba, Bar Mamel, Amar Rav, Cholkan Olav Chaver Bananas. There are those that argue with bananas. The Mishnahs bring bananas. There are those that argue, and they hold that no. It's a Maman Amutil Basafik, because ultimately, what happened in the Mishnah? I sold you a piece of property. We're not talking about that the sale didn't go through. Sales through. I sold you a base core, and once I sold you the property, I went to measure. The guy says, well, I got 7.5 kav extras. The guy says, well, give me back the money. You got to pay me for that. I only sold you a base core exactly. I said, mida bechevel. So we're talking about it. At the end, you said, hey, chasen yasa. That means that you're meichel on 7.5 kav. That's the language. He says, no, that's not what I meant. I meant the first thing. Why did I say, hey, chasen yasa? I have no idea. My words are not exact. So it's a maman amotu b'sofik. Maman amotu b'sofik is chalken. So you don't. Who says you're tough as Lashon Achron? Split it. It's worth $1,000. Each guy gets it. You owe me $500. So these guys argue bananas. So Gemara says, these rabbis.
The guy.
No, Cholkan Olav Chaverov.
Chaverov. Al bananas.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's saying that the rabbis are arguing with that. So, Michael Marshall and Tanina. We already had this. We had some Kobe's. Everybody remembers Kobe's. It was about 100 days ago, 107 days ago, whatever it was. Basically, I rented a bathhouse. This is a very important halacha. I rented a bathhouse for a year. 12 gold coins for a year. And what I said is, b'shneim asazum l'shana, din erzav l'chaydash. I added the words, din erzav l'chaydash. So is it, and it turns out that it's ibya. So that extra month, who gets it? Is it 12 gold coins for the year? That means the guy who rented it, the renter, gained on the deal. He gets an extra free month. Or the mosque says, no, that's why I added the words, din erzav l'chaydash, to tell you that if it's ibya, you owe me extra gold coin. This happened over there. So this is already, you're not bringing me any greiser chidushim over here. That's machloikus over there already. What's the machloikus? Why yachloiku? Because mamre b'safa chalken. So what's it? No, ima hasam. From there you have no raya. You have no raya to our Mishnah. You would say that only over there is we say Maman was al Chalkan. But in our Mishnah, maybe everybody will agree to Benanas. And that's why Rab Abba Mamul Amarav says that even in our Mishnah, there are those rabbis that argue Benanas and hold that we don't say Tavsal Shachar. Why? Is that the Gemara? Ima Hasam Avamina Hasam Udeklam Mehad Kahadar Bey. By the case over there, where Viklam Prushkam Farish, we don't know. Means it's the words are not 100% contradictory. The fact that he said 12 gold coins and then he said din is al chodesh, it could be what he's explaining. That I said 12 gold coins, I mean per month. It's just normal year is 12 months. What I'm trying to tell you is that if it's going to be an abnormal year, it's going to be 13 months, you're going to pay extra gold coin. But in our sugya, it's total contradictory words. These are two opposite words. One means exact, and one means 7.5 kaf. That's a very big difference. You can't explain that what I said, I mean, that's not what it is. That's not the fact. So over here, maybe everybody will agree that's tough as a shnachar, because you have no choice. Over there is a suffix, what you meant. Your words, what you said, are a suffix. So it's a mamna. What's a suffix? Chalkin. Over here is no suffix. So Mela is zichud, no question that you're being makish your original words, and everybody will agree, even Rabbanu, that's Tavos HaNachron. Kamash Malon, Rav says, the chalukin awesome, and the reason over there is, the reason in the case of Bamatzia is not because Purusha come a farish because you could explain the guy's words. That's not what the Gemara is saying over there. The Gemara is saying is the reason why Yachloiku is because the Shiloh of Tavos Lashonin Tavos Achron, which is our Shiloh also. So you understood, and he's saying you understand the Gemara over there, you understood it wrong. You're learning the Gemara over there that the reason is because maybe what he meant to say is this. No, that's not the Pshat. The pshat is that just like over here, we say that the contradictory words, we don't know what he meant. Over there also, we don't know what he meant. And that's the reason why over there is Yechloikus. So over here also, it would be a moment of myself. Rest the case. Zok the Gemara, Amir Yudam HaShmul. Zu divrei bananas. Zu. Like, this is what you're saying. Zu, v'leis fairly. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with bananas. I mean, this is what you say. I don't agree with that. I go Pachas over Shinas. What's Pachas over Shinas? Rishbam learns. Machlokes is how to learn over here. Rishbam learns a very interesting way. Achar oisei aloshen shemafches koiches shalakech. The mesapkele itavos oshem mishraach. We don't know what the guy said. Is it chevel or is it hein chas hein yeser, which gives you leeway either way. So he says it depends what's going on over there. If the guy, if there's more karka, means it comes at the 7.5 kav extra on this field, then we say go buser, hein chaser, go buser, mida bechevel, because that would make the lekech loose. Means the guy who's the muchzik, which is the meicher, we want him to gain on the deal.
He's the one that messed up.
It doesn't matter.
No gain.
But
we want him to have a better.
That means
the
gain.
Upper hand.
The upper hand. So if there's extra room in this karka, if the base score is not a base score exact, it's base kur plus seven kav, we say he meant mida b'chevel, he meant exact. If there's less, let's say there's less seven kav, we say he meant ten chosa and yasa. Because that's, we want the lekeach to lose out. And the mechit again, because the mechsa. That's
what would make it work.
Will make it better for the mechah.
Why?
Because Hen Chos Yasa has leeway, 7.5 kav either way.
Right. And then the sale, then the guy has to pay for it.
That's what we're talking about over here. We're talking about that you paid for it over here, and we spoke it already a while ago, the Ein Nor L'Kakos. So you can't bring a riot from what he paid. That there's no riot either way over here. It's all words.
Way back in Kufpej.
And way back, way back when? Back in the day. So basically what he's saying is, some say that means you go with the shortest language. Mida b'chevel. I'm not sure mida b'chevel is shorter. Mida b'chevel. Yeah. Hein chas hein yeser. Right, it's two words instead of four words, right. Some say...
Not if you can't say ches, then it takes a long time to get out.
Hardly horse.
You practiced this one. I didn't know that was coming.
Wow.
I just listened to it last night, my kids in the car.
Like a hiccup.
With the something with, oh yeah, Vilchap.
What? Vilchap.
That's what he says.
Who's he?
On the tape. Do you say, not Schnucky, Country Aussie maybe? You say Vilchap? It's Hanukkah. Never heard this? I'll put it on the chat today, the whole thing. Luna gay for the daf. Tell Zanashan, he wasn't here, so just explain to him when he gets it.
I'll realize in a couple of months everybody heard it already.
The smile says that there's three different Lashonis over here. There's you say base core stam, you have to give a base core shalom. And even there's no nikudam. If you say mida bechevel, and if you do, if you say ben chas ben yasa, that's the lashon garua.
He has to stop putting the phone in the bag. With all his fun.
Who?
You.
What's the bag? What's the bag for? If you're not,
The bag.
You're
looking
at your phone for this
farm. There's an old magachir that I grew up as a child.
He always had a bag.
And he always carried a big bag in. A learner. He always had a big bag. So I just feel that's the way to go. Nothing's in there. He didn't have a smartphone. He didn't have a phone, period.
He doesn't even know what a smartphone is today.
His father and his grandfather came to his share. Wexelbaum.
They also lived in the same house.
Yeah. Zati Gemara Vayter. I feel soft right now. Where are we up to? Halach Acha Bachas Rosh Hashanah.
Did they sleep through his chair like you sleep through your
chair? Zuvaloy Svirulay.
By the way, the older thing, there's a lot of old men there like you.
Zuvaloy Svirulay. What are we up to?
Right there.
Right, Zuvaloy Svirulay. I barav shmur d'amit tavayu. It's not true. He does not hold of him. He does hold of him, sorry. I sell you a kur in 30 bucks. Because it's like I sell you a whole, if I'm selling you a whole bag of popcorn, so I'm emptying the popcorn into your bag, it's still the last kernel of popcorn. It's 100 bucks for the bag. So till the last kernel of popcorn, you can be choiser because I didn't give you the whole bag. If I sell you each kernel for a penny, so as you go. Kur b'shloishim ani merkeloch, yochlach b'afil b'sa'achoyna. Kur b'shloishim saw b'sel ani merkeloch, risha kana. So what do you see from here? You see, was Bananas is the one that says. Tavz l'shachon, right? So you see, you are, and he does hold like that. El zu b'svirle. He does hold of him. So fact tomorrow, misvirle, he does hold of him. Vamar shmul, bebab emtza'achoyda jaskinan. He was the one that said in Bamitziya, Dafkov Bey's over there, that the case over there, where the argument over there, the question about the extra month was that they were smack dab in the middle of the month. And the Gemara, and he said, that's where the Shiloh was. So now you're split. Because he's the muchzik. Bob Besayfakar is cool seicher. Because he's the muchsik. So how can you say that he goes busted, he goes like bananas? Elohim zu loisrael. He doesn't hold of him. The hasam time am I, the reason over there by the bath, it's in the toughest. Because the guy... By the bath is because of toughness. Hachanami ha toughness. Over here too. By Kur B'Shalosh himself, Sela. Has nothing to do with Tafas Lashon Acher and Tafas Lashon Rishon. Amar Avuna Amri Be Rav. Istira, a guy says Istira. Istira is 96 Prutus. It's Nechoshes. Meyamoy. So this guy's, what are you saying? He's saying 96 or he's saying 100? Meyamoy. So we say Meyamoy. We go by the last thing. Meyamoy. Istira. So we say he means Istir. You go by Lashon Acher. My Kamashlan. Tavas Lashon Acher. We already said this. What's the biggie here? Damarav. Rav said, Yavoy Hosan Yavina Kula Masker. By the case of the bath, I would have given everything to the masker. Why? Because Tavas Lashon Acher. And Acher, he said, the Lashon was with it. He says, Dinazav L'chaydish. So he double took on his 12 bucks. 12 zoom for the year. He explained that what I mean is per month. So you give everything to the masker. So what's the question? You go, obviously, you Tavas Lashon Acher. So Ma'atem Perush Kamafarash Kamash Malon. By the case of Istira, you could say Perush Kamafarash. Means what I'm saying is, what kind of Istira? May am I? So in Mela, you could say Perush Kamafarash. No, sorry. By the money. By the bath, what's what we said before? By the bath, it makes sense to say the Kula Masker because you're not contradicting your words. You're not contradicting your words. You're just saying, I said $12 for the year, and I'm telling you it's $1 per month, which means that if there's another month, you're going to owe me $1. So of course you give a Kula Masker. By the case of Ma and Istri, maybe not. When you say Istri is 96. Ma is 100. What do you mean? You're contradicting your words. So over there is a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush. That's what you have to say it. You can't say you know it already. No, you don't know nothing. Kamash Malon, that know that over there also Tavas Lashon Acher. Yeah. Okay, we are up to over here. Arba midas ben nois be holchel besmedrash. There are four guys that cut the besmedrash. It's interesting, by the way, that the Mishnah is missing one of the midas. We'll see in a minute. Arba midas holchel besmedrash. Holch vein oiser. A guy goes, he doesn't do nothing. Sky licha b'yad. At least he got the sky licha. Oiser vein holch. He does, but he doesn't go. He learns at home. Sky mais b'yad. At least he learned. Holch v'oiser is a chassid. He doesn't go and he doesn't do. He's a Rasha. What about a guy who goes and makes Kiddush? It doesn't say.
That's
Heilig Vaichel.
That's
Heilig Vaichel.
What are we going to do about the Shabbos?